Okay, Kephishanai, which in your Bible is 2 Peter, the third chapter, the first verse, starting, let's go. So, the second sefer, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and the commandment of us, the apostles of Adonai and the Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking at their own lust, and saying, there is a promise of his coming. For since fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this, they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of Yahuwah, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water, and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved in the fire against the day of the judgment and perdition of wicked men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with Yahuwah as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. Yahuwah is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of Yahuwah will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought we to be in all purity of conversation and in the fear of Yahuwah, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of Yahuwah, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a renewed heavens and a renewed earth, wherein dwells righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long servant of Yahuwah is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his sephirim, his books, speaking to them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable pervert, as they do all the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the Torahless, fall from your own steadfastness. But this is what you better do, what we better do. What's that? What's that, Kepha? Huh? But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Adonai and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach, and of Yahuwah the Father around him. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Which means truly.